Thousands of Minnesotans are expected to celebrate Eid al-Adha tomorrow at what's being called Super Eid. The annual celebration is taking place at U.S. Bank Stadium for the first time. A group of mosques that typically hold individual prayers plan to come together for one big, large festival, and they're inviting people of all faiths. Reham Fashir has more.
The Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha marks the end of the annual pilgrimage in Mecca. Historically, Minnesota mosques have held their own individual celebrations. But this time, more than 20,000 people are expected to gather for one huge celebration at the home of the Minnesota Vikings in downtown Minneapolis. Imam Asad Zaman is one of the organizers. He says the Muslim community is excited about the joint celebration.
I guess that is the core of what is the difference between Super Eid and a normal Eid. So we're doing it together. And this has a lot to do with the fact that our community is maturing and growing, and that the U.S. Bank Stadium happens to be available at this time.
In addition to celebrating the end of the pilgrimage, Eid al-Adha in Arabic means Festival of Sacrifice. It's the second Muslim holiday of the year, and it commemorates Prophet Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son at the command of God. Muslims celebrate by sacrificing animals and donating meat to charity. But organizer of the event, Ahmed Anshour, wants to be clear. The actual ritual will not take place at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Nobody is going to sacrifice an animal, or nobody is going to slaughter an animal in that field. I can assure you that 100%.
Super Eid kicks off with a morning prayer. An all-day carnival will follow. Organizers are prepared to hold multiple prayer sessions depending on the number of people who attend. They're also inviting Christians, Jews, and anyone who wants to participate. The event has been attacked online, and there's a possibility of a protest. But the Reverend Janae Bates says that comes from a small group of people.
A lot of the lies that are coming out are by very few people who have a political and a greed-based initiative that they want to keep that going. And the only reason they want to do that is to drive wedges in these communities so that we can't come together, so that we can't do something wonderful and powerful and beautiful within our communities.
Tickets to the carnival have already attracted families who are excited to see the stadium and its outdoor amenities. There will be food, zip lining, horse rides, a petting zoo, and carnival games. Imam Asad Zaman extended the invitation to all Minnesotans one more time.
And if somebody shoves some food in front of you, just eat it. That should be the way to go.
Reham Fashir, Minnesota Public Radio News.